Utah Governor Spencer Cox joined the Children's Collaborative for Healing and Support last week to announce a pilot program in the state designed to support grieving children and connect them to services. According to the Children's Collaborative, there are over 60,000 young people in Utah who have experienced the death of a parent or caregiver. The pilot's purpose is to help kids get the help they need. Governor Cox says in Utah, 1 in 15 children will experience the death of a parent or sibling before they reach the age of 18. He says families shouldn't suffer alone.
We have the resources already available, and we need to use them. Not only do children suffer the emotional pain of losing a caregiver, they often experience trauma, and when not provided support, they have long-term consequences like low self-esteem, depression, and poor performance in school.
Governor Cox says it's important to remember losing a parent can also mean sudden financial and housing insecurities, which leave some youth homeless. According to the Children's Collaborative, the Utah pilot program will lay the groundwork for it to be implemented in other communities nationwide. According to the group, the program will use both a school-based identifying strategy and a data matching system using public records on a state level to offer assistance. Superintendent of Granite School District, Rich Nye, says tragedies like losing a loved one have an immediate impact on how well children perform in school and the type of education they receive. Nye considers partnerships like the Children's Collaborative as a key to unlocking the full potential of communities.
Because it's partnerships like these that reach down within the community at the individual level. And schools are uniquely positioned, given our role as hubs in the community, of connecting children and their families to these resources.
The Children's Collaborative for Healing and Support was created by the COVID Collaborative. The pandemic took more than 1.1 million American lives, and the group eventually discovered 340,000 children lost a parent or caregiver to COVID-19. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.